Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs?
I've got 20.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing. Walking around on those, what do you call them again? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping and dancing. Strolling along down a, what's the word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world.
Manamana, do 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 do. That was Manamana, if you didn't get from my little intro of her name there. I'd like to be silly sometimes, deal with it. Manamana. I have a many similar notes as I had with Mr. Sister, who I believe they are sisters, aren't they?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure they're
sisters. Are they? I thought they were friends.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, they both came from the same email. And they were both clearly recorded in the same room because that jingling noise was there again that we thought was keys in the first one.
Right.
But
and we're figuring it out.
We're figuring it out because Zell was came back and she's like, I know what it is. And I'm like, I think I know what it is too. And we're both like, it's a cat or something.
Or a pet.
Something with like
of
a...
of some sort.
Like, it's either like a jingly bell collar on an animal or like a toy or something that the animal is
right.
playing with. But the cat or dog or whatever it might be, maybe it's a hamster or something with a jingle collar. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe it's a baby toy.
Or something like that. I don't know. Like, came in at like the almost the exact same spot in the recording on this one as on the last one, like towards the end there. It's like, all I
right.
get picture is like Mr. Sister like holding the cat in place, like, don't make any noise while she's singing. And like the opposite on, like they're like holding the cat like, shut up! We're recording, kitty, the entire time. And then, like, the cat, like, getting away at the end, like, hell no, I'm gonna jingle this bell. Jingle, jingle, jingle. But, yeah, so be careful with that. If it's an animal, make sure the animal is out of the room when you're recording, or take the bell off of the animal. You can always tell us later on if this is a correct assumption on our part.
You can only guess.
Be careful when you're recording in an echoey room like you do to not change the direction that your face is in the microphone, because there was one point when you like turned away from it and the quality of your singing, because it was like good, and then like you turned away almost like you were like talking to someone next to you and you got quieter and the echo got stronger. I just think like your vocally this was nice, but there was like no emotional connection, I think, to the song. And I mean, like, the last one I was kind of like him and Han. On this one, there was like no real emotional connection to it. It was just a lot of singing. And I was not a big fan of how when you would sing, it was like in a classic, like almost like classical style. And then when you would act, you would drop like this like classicalness and like you would kind of get like almost like hanging out with your friends at the pizza place. And I thought that it was a clash
yeah.
between the two. Like, you should have either. Like, been, like, you dropped what you had and picked up something else, and then you went back to it before, and it kind of, like, was, like, up and down and up and down. So, yeah. Jeffers?
Yeah, I have down that note about the clashing acting and singing parts. But my biggest thing about this audition was mainly the pacing of the song, because I always picture a part of your world as being a very, like, thoughtful and, not daydreamy, but like a kind of melodic kind of song. And like, I thought overall the pacing of this was very fast, especially in the beginning. And your acted spoken words was also a little rushed. in my opinion. But I mean, vocally it was pretty good. But like, just the pacing was a little bit fast for my liking on this. Zell?
Okay, yeah. One of the bigger things is the difference between the voice of the singing and the voice of the acting. She did have a nice little moment with Got 20. Those two little words actually had a little spark to them.
Oh, that was the point where that echo that I was talking about came in. That sounded like she, like, turned her face away.
Right. Also, as Ambie said, you had, like, that operatic or classical feel to the song. I can't read half my notes. Because they're all tied in a little corner. For me, some of the melody lines felt either they were liberties or changed a bit. And then also emotion needed some upping, or you needed some upping in the emotion department.
All right, so
that's all I have.
Two yeses and noes.
I don't want to go first.
And Zell, you are really 22? I don't believe you.
Wait, no, where did that come from?
I don't know. She did like a really baby sounding voice, and I don't believe her age sometimes.
Oh, okay. My parents don't believe my age.
I had a maybe on this one.
This was a maybe for me too.
Okay, I'll be the one to do it then, to set this going. I had a maybe leaning towards no, because I feel like there was a lot of, like, there wasn't any big problems with this, but there was a lot of small problems that compounded on one another. So I would personally like to hear you again. That's just me. I don't know how they feel.
I want something with, if I say yes or no, either way, I want her with more energy next time I hear her.
Yeah, be it in another audition or be it in the first round.
Right. And I'm just deciding whether I want to be a yes or a no. Okay, we finally found our standpoint of where we all agree or disagree.
Oh, yeah. This is the first time we've all been kind of like, which way am I leaning? But I'm leaning towards the no, just because I feel like there was a lot of small things that...
There's a lot of things that could have been improved.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that could have been improved. Like, small as they were, there was a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. And this is a very iconic song, which doesn't help much sometimes. Well. It just opened.
I will be the bad guy and say no, because the pacing was too fast for my liking, and I don't think you performed the song as good as it could be. But vocally, it was good, so I think if you can work on the energy and the performance, you'll do fine.
Yeah, like, keep another the audition. Voice that you have, because your voice is good, but just work on all, like, the other things, like the polishing, the performance, the energy, those things need to be boosted up. And I think, though, if you bring those things up, that you could be a good contender in
really
the show.
Good. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry.
So easy audition. Oh, so then we have two more tonight. The last two tonight are both redos.
Yes.
Submissions from other people. And I believe the first one is Blue Man 39.
That was a fast turnaround, you two.
Yeah, these two. Yeah. This one and the next one. So let's go into Blue Man 39.
Blue Man 39. All
right.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
And that was Blue Man 39 with attempt number 2 with The Whole New World from Aladdin.
Attempt number 1, in case you have forgotten, was I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very different notes. And I like how he listened to us and went with the more princely, heroish kind of.
Yeah, because I think this song fit him way better.
Yes. Yeah, it did.
Yes, song-wise, this was a much better fit. I had a lot of, like, small notes overall. Well, my first note was, I felt like it could have had a bit more energy and performance, and I could hear you trying to put that in, because you would put a lot of emphasis on certain words, like, I can't think of an example, but I'll just, like, he was like, a dazzling place I never knew. Like, he kind of punched certain words a little harder, and I think he was trying to put in more energy, but I didn't really like that so much. Let's see. I thought it was also a little bit pitchy at times. And I liked his tone in some parts, but not in others. It kind of was shifting for me in between a little too breathy at the beginning, and in other parts it sounded more nasally and throaty and could have used more breath support. I don't know. It was just kind of like jumping back and forth for me tone-wise. And your longer notes sounded a little strained with your vibrato, so I'm not sure if you're forcing it or something. But overall, I thought this was a better audition than your first one, though. Zell?
I pretty much have to agree with a lot almost all of what Jeffers just said. Because I did hear a lot of, like, shaky or needed more support for a lot of your notes. For the beginning, like, the saddened eyes, which are the end of the lines, those were flat for me. For me, they were flat, like, or they didn't go all the way down, or you went too down. I can't remember what was my actual note for that, but they weren't right. But yeah, this was an improvement from last week, not last week's, but last episode. Amby?
Yeah, I'm pretty much just going to be restating mostly everything they said. In my own personal way. In the Amby way.
The Amby touch.
The Amby touch. Well, I did think that this style fits you more. I like that you went more with a natural voice, because that was, like, one of my problems with the last one was you kind of were doing, like, a play voice thing, and this just felt a lot more like you. And I overall like the tone. Like, Jeffers said that he kind of, like, liked the tone a little, but other times not. I personally liked it throughout. A little bit more, I think, excitement would have been good in it. Like, if I had something that I would need to say, like, I wanted more of, it would have been I wanted a little bit more excitement in it. But overall, I liked it, and it's worlds away from your last audition. Like, mm-hmm. If you played your last audition and this one, I probably wouldn't have even thought it was the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's all I gotta say. So I'm gonna say yes.
Well, the way I'm thinking is, if he can improve that much from this step to next step, what if he has music? So, who knows?
Is that does?
I'm thinking.
Well, while you're thinking, Jeffers, do you want to say yes or no, if you're more solid on your decision?
No, I don't have a solid decision either.
Really? I'm the only one with a solid decision here. Wow. That's a first. I'll do a little tap dance for you while they're doing it. Tappa, tappa, tappa. Tappa, tappa, tappa. Tappa, tappa, tappa. And shuffle off to Buffalo.
Oh, I know how to do that.
Charlie Brown. Okay, I'm done now. Anything?
Big Apple. Let's see. I want to give him a chance. I'll give him a chance.
Is that a yes?
Yes. If he can improve as much as he did.
Okay.
There's our big disagreement. Jeffrey's like, no.
That's good, because I was leaning maybe no. But that's okay. You're through, Blue Man. Good job.
Ooh, so this was another one. Wow. There's two tonight that we were just kind of like, on together. Yeah. The rift is starting to form between us. Early in the season.
Time to pick your allies and your favorite judges.
Remember, I said yes to you. All right, so last up for the night with his re-audition is Copper.
Mm-hmm.
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I will go most anywhere to feel like I belong.
And that was E. Copper with Go the Distance from Hercules.
It's just Copper, not E.
My bad.
Silence overtake.
Brain fart. I just had a brain fart. Okay. You had the B at 22 seconds and while those were like low notes, they weren't hit correctly. I could see that you were trying to have some emotion or energy, but it just wasn't really working because you had like one little spark and then, but the rest of it was pretty much the same linear and not monotone, but I don't know exactly how I'm trying to say this. Maybe if one of y'all say it, I'll finally remember what I'm trying to say here. And we go.
For me, Copper, first of all, I'm a little not on board with this song choice. And here's my reason why. You know I'm hosting this competition. You also know that I critiqued you on Perform It. So why did you sing the same song? Like, I know that you did on Performer to say, like, oh, I'm gonna prove to you that this song can be done and done right. And we told you over there that it wasn't up to par. And here, you made some changes in the first half, but the second part, like, that end note was way off. Like, it wasn't, like, slightly, like, pitchy. That last note was way off. I don't know. I feel like you're, like, trying to prove something with this song, but I think that you should just give up on this song and go to another song. I don't think this song is good for you. Because overall, I just don't know. I thought it was, like, the pitches, while mostly correct, seemed like they were wavery. Like, you didn't seem, like, solid on this song to me. I don't know. It didn't seem like a strong performance. Jeffers?
Yeah, in general, I'm not really... While I love this song, this is just a really, really, really tough song to sing. And unless you're, like, a really strong singer, I wouldn't encourage, like, anyone trying this song. Like, you can probably quote me that on that later on, like, Reflections. But it's one of those really hard songs to pull off. And it's difficult. Granted, I don't remember performing it very well because I only listened to it, like, I breezed through it. But I thought the beginning part of the verses was a little staccato for my liking. It was, you cut your notes shorter than I would have liked. And then when it got into the chorus, I thought your pacing was inconsistent. Like, some phrases were, I guess, more paced the way I would have liked, while other parts were was a little bit more rushed. And it was kind of pitchy throughout. And a lot of the notes, like Amby said, you start off it roughly in the right ballpark of the note, but then you'd slide off either high or low, and it didn't sound very good, personally. Yeah, I don't think this is a very good song for you either. And I think that's all.
Okay, yeses and noes?
I have no, I'm sorry, no. Copper. Pick something easier. This is not a good song.
Yeah, I think you have a good voice, but I think you're picking things that are just too hard for you. I think you need to go simpler and build up to it.
I'm just trying to think of songs that we can suggest.
What did he sing last time?
He sang Bare Necessity. Last time.
His notes. Let's see.
Let's see.
Maybe something a little bit high. Maybe not higher, but more in the middle between Bare Necessities and this song. Range-wise.
Something, yeah. Maybe like...
I don't know. I don't even know what to suggest. It's getting late now and my brain is starting to go dead.
Yeah. Would one jump be too much or no?
If you can get the energy.
Yeah, if you can get the energy of performance.
And that could actually, and that might actually help.
That might help, yeah. Like, but be careful because one of the reasons that, be careful that you don't sacrifice the notes, like the actual singing for the energy. Like, you have to find a balance.
Right.
It's a talky song, so make sure you, like, sing it.
Yeah, don't talk it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that was going to be the last one of the night. But as we were recording, we got another one in, so we're going to play that person now so they don't have to wait for it. And it's... Okay, this is a name I'm unfamiliar with.
Valizari?
V-A-I-L-Z-A-R-Y. I'm going to say it's Valizari.
Valizari.
For now.
That sounds right.
So, at some point in time, correct us, Valizari, as to what your name actually is pronounced as. So, here's Valizari.
I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy's at hand. And though I'd like to stand by him, can't shake this feeling that I have. The worst is just around the bend, and does he notice my feelings for him? And will he see how much he means to me? I think it's not to be. What will become of my dear friend? Where will his actions lead us then? Although I'd like to join the crowd in their enthusiastic cloud, try as I may, it doesn't last. And will we ever end up together? No, I think not. It's never to become. For I am not the one.
All right. Valizari. That's what we decided her name was going to be pronounced. For at least this episode, right? Valizari? Valizari. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm a little confused on this one. Because there's something in your voice I like. Like your actual tone. And there was moments when you would hit notes and I'd be like, ooh, that's really pretty, like I see something shining through there. But overall, the biggest thing here was there was something odd going on about the way that you would hit your notes. I don't know if it was something you were doing in your voice, some part of your technique, or if it was the quality of your microphone, but it almost seemed like that, like you were pulsing the notes. Like that's the best way I can describe it, because it kind of was like each note was kind of like
like, it felt like that, yeah.
Like that's what, like, it felt like you were like starting on and kind of like sliding a little bit on every single note, and it was a little distracting. And I don't know, and I'm also not 100% convinced that this song was a good fit for your range. I don't know. I really don't, because it almost seemed, because I think the notes that I liked you more on were the ones that were more grounded and towards a chest voice than up in a head voice. Jeffers?
Yeah, I totally agree with that pulsing sound to it. And I really don't know if it's your mic quality, but I have a feeling it's post recording, but I can't be sure. Like, I would guess either it's been auto-tuned, which would result in that pulse sound, because it would pull each individual note to a set key, or not key, on a set like note on the piano, and it would make that break in between, or maybe like a dynamic compressor gone really bad.
That's a possibility. Because I would go more towards the dynamic compressor gone haywire than like, auto-tune.
Because it sounded like the beginning and the end of every note was faded in and out in a very odd place. Like, I don't know. I think I'd go with compressor gone bad. But anyway, vocally, I thought this was all right. But this is a kind of like a haunting, smooth song. And I thought, like Copper, it was sung kind of staccato with the breaks in between. And again, I'm not sure if that was sung that way or it was compressed that way. I have no idea, but it sounded very choppy to me instead of smooth, and that's about it. I guess.
Wow, you guys had better notes than I did.
Zell's bringing out the claws.
No, they had better notes than I did. But one thing that I didn't have, but I did notice, was the pulsing. So thank you for reminding me about that. For me, one of the biggest things was the quality of the audition or whatever it was in the voice. It was very distracting for me. Also, I think you could pronounce some of the words a lot better. Or, okay, I can't say this now and not pronounce words. I'm trying to tell you to enunciate better, and I can't do it myself. So, yeah, those are pretty much the only notes I really had.
All right, okay. Yeses and noes. Final yeses and noes of the night.
I have no, because I'm kind of like a mixing quality.
Yeah, he's the mixing junk, like quality junk.
Yeah, in terms of, while Ambi's like Puff mic Police quality and Puff Police and Clicks, I'm totally the mixing police on this episode or on this competition, and I don't know if that was your fault or not, but that was really distracting. And I think if you could fix that, it would greatly benefit you. But
right. As
of right now, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, because like I said, I hear something in there I like. Right. But it was kind of overshadowed by those pulsing notes. They were very distracting, and I really couldn't get a good grasp for you. But there were moments when I could see someone and was like, I want to hear more of those like little shimmering glimmers of lights in there and hope.
We were lost in the fog.
I was lost in the fog and I'm looking for the lighthouse.
Yeah. And
your voice is the lighthouse. Guide me home.
And if you need help with like mic quality or tips or something, you can just ask us too. Like, we're here to help. Right. So.
Yeah, we're not that mean. I might be the next Disney villain, but I'm cool still.
She's really nice. Despite being an occasionally scary judge, she's very nice, though.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think that's officially the end of the episode now.
Mm-hmm.
Done. All right, so...
Should we restate who is passing and who's not?
You can go ahead and do that if you want.
Well, hold on, let me write them down then.
Oh, wait, no, I have it.
So pulls up the spreadsheet.
I'm just looking at the spreadsheet. So going through tonight is Princess Clary, Nani, Mega Dizzy, Mr. Sister, and Blue Man 39. So that means Miss Voice of an Angel, Bright Disaster, Melanthe. I still don't know how to pronounce that.
Melanthe.
Menomina. I love saying that. Copper and Velazari. Please resubmit. Copper, you have one more submission. Everybody else has two more submissions. And I think that's it now, officially.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now that also means that we now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people in the competition so far after two episodes.
That's a good number.
A good number, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still have until the 19th.
Mm-hmm. Long way.
Audition. That's about it.
Yep.
So do you guys have anything else to say or plug or anything before we are done?
Popstar finale in 2 weeks. That's about it.
Gonna be really good.
Yes, if you pass this round, Ambie has a dedicated photo for you.
Yes, I have to now go and get everyone's dedicated photos. Yeah, that's something I've got going on VH. If you pass, that's something. I didn't announce that last round. I surprised them with that afterwards. I do a lot of photography with Disney stuff when I go down to work and stuff and such, with like mostly performers in parades and such. And I wanted to find like some kind of boost to get myself like editing all these pictures I have. So I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? Every person that gets through on HCOE, I'm gonna dedicate one of my pictures to them. And then they're gonna ever be dedicated on my DeviantArt to that person. So the first episode ones are up now, and I will not put up the second ones until this episode comes out, because I don't think we're releasing it until tomorrow night.
Right.
So
no spoilers for you.
No spoilers. So those will go up after the audition is posted. The episode is posted. So be on the lookout for your dedicated picture in the arts and photography section on VH. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I think that's all.
That is officially all.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Have a good night.
Good night, y'all.